100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Would you like a weekly challenge? Okay, let's do one. This week was Idiot, and we got a whole bunch of people. I was going to say, whole bunch of idiots. No. Yeah, insult people in the first 30 seconds, right. We got a whole bunch of folks sending in stories on the topic. So, Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Lisa, Tom, John, Tura, Serendipity, Lizzie, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. Whole bunch of stories on Idiot. I was going to say whole bunch of idiots. No, stop it. So, I'm just going to break out to a song in Hamilton. You know, no. Let's see. What else do I need to do before I let things roll? Thanksgiving weekend. I've got the week off. Didn't expect to, but surprise! And things are going to get better. No more nightmares, right? Right, let's go on with the weekly challenge. Now that I bored you enough with my jibber-jabber.
Greetings, monsters. Munzee back on another brief break from NaNoWriMo with this missive. By which I mean I wrote and recorded this before starting NaNoWriMo, because I am an organized person. Let's go. For the Bowie Fans, by Christopher Monroe. Don't forget that David Bowie's Berlin Trilogy was actually 5 albums. Bowie co-wrote, produced The Idiot and Lust for Life for Iggy Pop in Berlin, after all. And tonally, they're very much in line with Bowie's own recordings of the time. You know them. They contain every Iggy Pop song you remember. Lust for Life, The Passenger, Nightclubbing, Fun Time, China Girl, which you probably didn't know was Iggy Pop. They laid out one classic after another, and feature what's easily Pop's finest work. My point? No point, really. Just pointing out that you really ought to listen to more Iggy Pop. Broken Escalator, Endless Word Punching, and Tweets at Munzee Munzee. So we break for another week, monsters, but I'll be back in 7 days to close the month out in impeccable style.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 552 on the topic of Idiot. And I promise this will be my one and only comment about the recent election in the U.S. My story is called Persuasion. You call me an idiot, a moron, an uneducated rube. You tell me that I'm misogynistic, homophobic, transphobic, xenophobic, racist. You decry my white privilege as though individuals think solely along racial lines. You know nothing about me, yet you presume to lecture me on the error of my ways. Does this seem like a persuasive line of argument to you? I'll hear this litany of charges and rue my vote that next time will be different. I didn't think so. But go ahead and call me names, if that makes you feel better. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week, I hope, with something a little more cheerful.
Good morning. Actually, it's good evening. It's getting on for midnight here. Still, this is Richard, and no matter what the time, there's always time for a story. This is some sort of idiot. "What are you?" bellowed Mr. Andrews, my chemistry teacher. "Some sort of idiot?" It's one of those questions to which there's no possible answer. If I said yes, I'd only be confirming his accusations. No, and I'd only be inviting further ridicule. I opted for silence. Not that it did me any favours, and Andrew's bullying tactics continued. unchallenged. But that was years ago. And now that I was a government inspector of schools, things had changed in my favour. He sat miserably in front of my desk. "Andrews, your methods stink. What are you? Some sort of idiot?" That's it. So until next week, whether it's morning, evening, or night, I bid you farewell.
Hi, this is Lisa with my 100 words on the theme of idiot. It's called Online Struggles. There was a clue in how I danced in 1984. We missed it. But now, online, the capture code gets me every time. I see different letters, numbers, start adding punctuation. Is it case sensitive? Just a word with a line through it. Honestly, it throws me. Those picture ones. How many buildings can you see? I don't know. Is that distant rectangle one? Why is this so hard? I'm not an idiot. I only want to comment on a blog. The latest one has really got me stumped. Are you a robot? I just don't know how to answer. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
A Clear Lack of Communication by John DeCleese.
"Idiot," yelled David at his brother. "No, you're the idiot," Daniel yelled back. "I didn't vote for him," yelled David. "Well, you should have," responded Daniel. "He's going to make things a lot better." "Better for who?" asked David. "Surely not for us." "Better for the whole country. Better for everyone. You'll see." "We'll be the laughingstock of the whole world," said David. "He's going to make our country great again," shouted Daniel. "Our money will be worth something again. We'll make our own goods again. Our language will be respected again."
"Idiot. Germany has always been great."
Hello, night people. Tom here. I have a few updates. This is the first time in over a year that 9 out of the top 10 were active. Welcome back, Sackman. Actually, we have 10 out of the top 12 active last week. Serendipity is a mere 4 stories from moving into the 11th position. Our average continues to drop to 15.93, and we're closing in on 8,800 stories. And my story this evening is called Sound and Fury. I'm a full-contact idiot, an idiot beyond the limits of the major arcana of the tarot. No matter the scope or the precariousness of the position, I will excel to galactic levels of screw-up. The ability to change simple events into a major clusterfuck is mine alone. I seem to be improving with age, like an 80-year-old fencing master whose economy of action is distilled into one fluid attack. My refined, unconscious indifference to the objects and surroundings turns on a single point. Avert your eyes, stand not so close, for chaos follows in my wake. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Tora Rosino here with a story on the subject. Idiot. Once upon a time, there were three brothers. Harry, the ordinary one, Gary, the clever one, and Larry, who was so wise that people thought him an idiot. When a dragon terrorized the village, Harry valiantly went to fight it. The dragon ate him. Gary dug a clever trap, but the dragon was cleverer and trapped him. Larry went and stared the dragon straight in the eyes. So wise was he that he turned into a dragon. The dragon turned back into a man, and Larry ate him. And if no one wiser has challenged Larry yet, he's a dragon still.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I'm not an idiot. I never take chances. Always clean up after myself. Always wear gloves. Avoid security cameras. Plan meticulously, and never underestimate the authorities. It's the sloppy ones who get caught. They think the cops are stupid, and will never catch up with them. They're careless, leaving evidence at the crime scene. Taking risks and pushing their luck. They deserve to get caught. Then there's the complete idiots. The ones who think they're terribly clever, but then go boasting about their exploits to complete strangers by posting all about them on the internet. Idiots. Nothing like me.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Millie sat at the tea room, a beautiful, picturesque cafe, while a friendly waiter served a tea, his belly struggling inside a tight vest. She watched the couple in the corner whispering, the elderly woman reading a book, the teenager checking his phone. When the flash mob invaded the cafe, singing The Sound of Music, the couple smiled, and the elderly woman clapped enthusiastically. Millie covered her ears in horror and waved to the waiter for the check. The tea room had just become a nightmare, and the resident idiot was still checking his phone, oblivious of everything around him. And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcock.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com, with another computer-voiced 100-word story for weekly challenge number 552 with a prompt of idiot. Muncie is a NaNoWriMo winner with over 57,000 words. I still have another 1,000 words to write tonight, so let me get to my story. Here it is. Great. Let's go, Mickey said. Do you have a blanket in the car? No, Cherry Cola said. But I have some sweatpants in my backpack. They were neon pink with black letters across the butt that said, Dance. And though they were tight, it was better than sitting in the car, naked. Ferret started the minivan and headed for the highway. I feel like an idiot in these sweatpants, Mickey said. I'm the idiot for helping you get away, Cherry said. We'll all look like idiots if we get pulled over, Ferret said. This is a stolen car. Thanks for listening. And, we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They say that if you cannot forgive someone and forget the past, you are allowing them to live rent-free in your head. Which is fine by me, because despite the free rent, I charge a fortune for electric and water. Oh, and I don't allow cable or satellite dishes. Or pets. The schools are lousy in the neighborhood. Ugh, lots of crime. Horrible traffic, lousy cell reception, and no Wi-Fi anywhere. It's practically a prison cell. A pit in a dungeon. No hope of escape at all. The torment you will suffer in my head is nothing compared to mine.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of idiot. I hope you enjoyed this one. I did. I'm still here. It's not like I went, oh God, not this, and just stopped and shut the site down and went off and, I don't know, spoke at coffee lounges or something. I don't know. Published. Ugh. The next topic is paint. So you've got a whole week to paint yourself up a story. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, I hope you enjoy it. Or if you do have to go downtown and eat at the service line, you know, get behind the counter and volunteer and help. Me, I'm just too lazy and fat to do that stuff. What else? We're coming to the end of the year. I'm going to set the queue of topics and suggestions to a schedule. Or maybe I'll just humble jumble them up and put a pile and then pick one out at random every week. But if you prefer to plan them more in advance, let me know in the comments and I will plan them. Nobody says anything, I'll try the humble jumble thing. So thank you all for being a part of this, and I will see you next week. Until then, suffer the daily stories, and as always, keep it brief.